So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara reviewing that which we learned on the previous daf. Amamar, basar, afapi sheyesham baheres yimol derabiyeshia. The Braisa learns from the extra word basar that one may cut off tzaras in the act of performing a bris milah. The Gemara asks, halom likra, davashen miskavenhu. Why do we need a pasuk to teach that this is permissible? After all, it's a davashen miskaven, an unintentional act which is always mutter. At first, Abaye answers that Rabbi Yechiel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Davashin Meskaben Aser, and therefore needs the Pasik to permit it. Rabbi Shimon, who holds Davashin Meskaben Mutter, would use Besar to teach that one may cut off the Tzaras in the act of Mila even intentionally. Ultimately, Abaye agrees with Rava that even Rabbi Shimon would need the Pasik, because the removal of the Tzaras is a Pasik Reisha, an inevitable result which Rabbi Shimon agrees is Aser. The Gemara records the same discussion between Abaye and Rava with regard to removing tzaras by doing normal activities, like tying his shoes tightly, which we learn from the pasuk la'asos that it's permitted. Ultimately, everybody agrees that we need the pasuk to teach that it is permissible, since it is a pasuk reisha that the tzaras will be removed and would be aser. As part of this overall discussion, the Gemara teaches regarding aseh d'chalos aseh, a positive commandment overrides a negative commandment, only when there is no way to be mekayem the aseh without being over on the lois aseh. However, if there is an alternative, efshel lekayem shnehem, he must be mekayem the aseh in a way that will not necessitate being over on the lois aseh. The Gemara again returns to a brayse on the previous daf which taught, Yom Tov ena deicha ila bezman v'lvad. Only milah on the eighth day overrides Yom Tov, but not a milah after the eighth day, menah hanamili. What is the source for this halacha? After all, shouldn't the mitzvah aseh of milah override the lois aseh of malacha on Yom Tov? The Gemara suggests four answers. We compare it to Neisser, where the pasuk states, Loisa siru mimenu ad baker, v'hanoisa mimenu ad baker be'esh tesreifu. We learn from there that the leftovers of the Karban Pesach, which was brought on a weekday, may not be burned on the next morning, which is the first day of Yom Tov, but must wait for baker sheni l'sreifu asay, the next morning, which is Chol HaMoed. So too the Milo, whose time was on a weekday, sometime before Yom Tov, cannot now override Yom Tov, but should wait until a weekday morning. From the pasuk Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatay, we learn v'lo Oilas Chol b'Shabbos. A carbon oil of Friday, a weekday, may not be burned on the Mizbeach Friday night, which is Shabbos. So too, Mila, whose time was on a weekday sometime before Yom Tov, cannot now override Yom Tov. When the Torah permits certain malacha on Yom Tov, it says levadoy, specifically to exclude Mila Shalei Bezmano. Rav Ashi explains that Yom Tov is actually both a lois aseh, as it is written, kol malachas avoid lois asu, you shall not do any work, and an aseh, as it says Shabbosoin, Yom Tov is a day of rest. Therefore, ein aseh deches lois aseh v'aseh. An aseh cannot override a lois aseh en aseh. The Gemara next refers to the end of the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, where Rabbi Kiva disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer regarding machshir mila and says, klal om Rabbi Kiva, kol malacha she'ef shal aseisim erev Shabbos, ein deches Shabbos. Any work that can be done before Shabbos does not override Shabbos. She'ef shal aseisim erev Shabbos, deches Shabbos. That which cannot be done before Shabbos does override Shabbos. In other words, the preparations may not be done on Shabbos, only the mila itself may be done on Shabbos. The Mishnah Masechet Pesachim cites Rabbi Kiva making the same statement regarding Karban Pesach, that the preparations, such as bringing it to Yerushalayim, may not be done on Shabbos. The Shechita, which cannot be done before because it must be done on Yudal Nisan, the 14th day of Nisan, may be done on Shabbos. Regarding both statements, Am Rabbi Huda, Am Rav, Halacha Rabbi Kiva. The Halacha follows Rabbi Kiva. Mitzricha, it needed to be taught in both cases, because each has a chumra, a stringency, for which you might think that even the preparations override Shabbos. Karban Pesach is most stringent in that one who does not bring the Karban Pesach is liable for karas, whereas not doing milah on the eighth day does not make one liable for karas. Bris milah is most stringent in that nechor se'leh yidgama brises, 13 covenants were made over bris milah, but not over Karban Pesach. Zok the Mishnah, oisin kol torken milah b'shabbos, moilin u'poirin u'moitzitzin. We may do all parts of the milah, including cutting the foreskin, priya, peeling back the membrane under the foreskin, and metzitzah, drawing the blood out of the wound. The Gemara points out that when the Tana says kol tzarchei milah, all parts of the milah, he means to teach that you can even cut away tzitzin she'enu ma'akvin es ha'milah, piece of flesh, of skin, that do not affect the validity of the milah, so long as the moil has not stopped the original act of milah. The Gemara has three suggestions of who is the Tana that does not permit going back after the milah to cut the tzitzin she'enu ma'akvin es ha'milah, the extra piece of skin that do not affect the validity of the bris. It is Rabbi Shmuel ben Noish, Rabbi Yechon ben Bereka, who holds that one may only skin the Karban Pesach on Shabbos until the chest, which is all that is necessary to remove the emurim, the insides that needed to be burned. He may not go back for further skinning because that's not a tzarech mitzvah. The Gemara rejects this because perhaps he would permit cutting more skin for a bismillah since it fulfills zekei levan veyu, the requirement to make mitzvahs beautiful, which would be considered part of the original mitzvah, which is derech Shabbos. The Gemara cites a brisa which elaborates, zekei levan veyu, we interpret as hisna'a lefanav b'mitzvahs, beautify the mitzvahs, asei lefanav, make before him, sukkana, velulavna, v'shoifrna, tzitzisna, a beautiful sukkah, lulav, shoifr, and tzitzis, sefer Torah, a beautiful Torah scroll, v'chaseh by lishamai, and write it in for his sake, b'dyayna, b'kumasna, b'lavler uman, with beautiful ink, with a beautiful pen, an expert sefer, v'karchai, b'shirayinoin, and wrap the sefer Torah in beautiful silks. Abishol Oimer, Abishol offers a different interpretation which does not relate to our topic. V'amveyu, have a daimeloi, be like him, like Hashem. Rashi explains the word va'amvehu as a contraction of the words ani v'hu, I and he, which means to emulate Hashem's ways. Mahur chanim racham, af ato heyi chanim racham. Like Hashem, be gracious and compassionate. Next thing Moshe suggests that it is Rabbi Yossi who holds that Edim who saw the new moon in a month that it was near Ba'alil, clearly visible, may not be Mechal Shabbos to travel further than Tchum Shabbos, more than the 2,000 Amos, to testify before Bezin, since there are probably others who saw it and already testified. Evidently, he does not allow any Shabbos violation that is not necessary for the mitzvah. The Gemara rejects this, because in that case, there is no need for Chal Shabbos to begin with. He does not need to go at all. Perhaps Rabbi Yossi would agree that once you are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to do the bris, you can cut away all the extra pieces as well. Finally, the Gemara suggests it is the Rabbanan, who hold that the word tamid in the context of lechem aponim means that the bread must be on the shulchan constantly, without any break. Therefore, during the weekly changing of the lechem aponim, they would do it in the way of elu maishchin ve'elu manichin. One group of kahanim would pull the loaves of the previous week off the shulchan, and at the very same time, another group of kahanim would put the new loaves on the shulchan. Here too, if there is any break in the milah, the act is considered over, and they may not go back to cut the extra piece of skin because it's a separate act. The Gemara also teaches that if a moel starts to do a milah during Bein HaShemashos at the end of Shabbos, but does not have enough time to finish the bris on Shabbos, he is chayav karis for cutting the person in violation of Shabbos, since in the end, he did not do the mitzvah on Shabbos. We return to the Mishnah. Moitzitzin, we draw blood from the wound. Benois nele is palonis vekimon, and we put on the wound a bandage with crushed cumin, which helps in the healing process. Rav Papa says, Hai umna deloy mayitz, sakonahi vavrinan lay. A male who does not do mitzitza puts the baby's life in danger and should be removed. The very reason that we are permitted to violate Shabbos by drawing this blood is because it's a sakana, a danger to the baby's life, similar to the bandage with cumin, which if not done, poses a danger to the baby's life. After Baya and Rav debate which type of ointment works best, the Gemara tells us that, Kareinu b'nei min yumi asi l'minayu. The family of a certain doctor tore their clothing, since Rava was revealing medical information and the people won't need a doctor. However, Rava did not reveal the treatment of facial boils.